This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. One chilly morning, I listened to a cactus wren call. What a beautiful, familiar sound. And I'm thinking maybe it's the familiarity that makes it beautiful for me. I mean, it's a call that I grew to love in the Sonoran Desert. Cactus wren calling from a saguaro, calling from a cholla, or an ironwood tree, or somewhere by your front door. It's a call that sounds like a small engine trying to start. Like in my old Chevy truck, you'd push the starter, which was down by your accelerator foot, down by the gas pedal. You push that starter and the rah, 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 and the engine would turn over and you'd give it some gas. That cactus wren sounds like that truck starter. Rah, 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 rah. But listen, I heard that familiar call clearly. No other calls at the time. I listened. I didn't hear any Inca doves calling. I went outside. I still didn't hear Inca doves calling. Their depressing call that sounds like, no hope, no hope. The last thing you want to hear going into a new year is a Greek chorus singing, no hope, no hope. But they were gone. And I heard the familiar call of a cactus wren. Where did those Inca doves go? Well, I'm thinking real winter weather took its time arriving, but finally temperatures in the teens and 20s for several nights, and not to mention some cold days. Those Inca doves said, no, thank you. We don't do cold. We don't do cold. We don't do cold. And they're gone. Give me some cactus wren to start a new year. You know, it's the Arizona state bird. You knew that, right? Yeah, I figured you did. And they're such rascals, and they're so cool. They build these nests that look like grassy footballs. Sometimes they build more than one nest, several nests. And a lot of times a family of cactus wrens will hang together, so you have several curious, rascally wrens calling and poking around your place, and life is good. It's so sweet, the way a sound will change your mood or take you back in time. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what music does, big time. Hear a song from your past, and your memory, your gray matter library, is activated. You know, waking up with your lover as a cactus wren calls. Oh, maybe that's not your thing. Or, okay, waking up with your lover and listening to a curvebill thrasher's sharp whistle, or the dawn song of house finches. I should probably calm down, but but when I was learning desert birds, I live near Tucson, so Sonoran desert memories are paired with wonderful bird calls and songs. Desert birds visited and called from an ironwood tree by the front door of our home northwest of Tucson. Ironwood trees, oh my, what a marvelous desert tree. The scientific name, the botanical Olea tessota, the genus Olea honors an American botanist of the 1800s, Stefan Olney. The specific epithet, tessota, is derived from, and I'm thinking it by some Anglo person, it comes from a Spanish word, tieso, meaning hard, right? But listen, hiking in the Sonoran Desert and peering under the spiny canopy of an ironwood tree where small saguaros were nursed, sometimes a night-blooming cirrus hiding and leaning against the trunk. Sonoran Desert spring, hello. Ironwoods in full bloom, purplish pea-like flowers, oh my, followed by these short 3-4-inch long pods with edible seeds inside. And what about the hardwood that gives it that common name? And you probably have something made of ironwood on a bookshelf, on your mantle, on your dining room table. And did you ever burn ironwood? The fire, the smoke from an ironwood fire smells like the earth itself. Ironwood trees in the Sonoran Desert. Oh my gosh. And listen to me. That cactus wren calling took me on a journey. Oh, yeah, that cactus wren call says hope. Look out, Inca doves. We got hope in the new year. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.